Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's one of the best golf weekends of the year. Some would argue the best golf weekend of the year. The Masters underway. They're through a couple rounds right now. Top of the leaderboard, three individuals at 6 under, and Max Homa, Scotty Scheffler, and Bryson DeChambeau. Happy to be able to welcome on to the program at KMOX senior golf editor Dan Reardon, who's down in Augusta. Dan, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and it's an enjoyable but difficult day if you're a guy playing golf for a living. If golf would ever be hard work, today was hard work.
What about it made it especially tough?
The wind. I mean, the winds were gusted up to 40 miles an hour. I joked to somebody early in the day. They said, "How strong are the winds?" I said, "The hats they're selling in the pro shop now have chin straps on them," because it was that kind of day. You know, I don't know if anybody had a chance to see Tiger Woods on 18. He made a birdie putt to finish it one over for the championship at even par today. But he stood there for 40 seconds in basically a sandstorm as the sand was blowing out of the bunker to the left of him. It was really a difficult day. Only one player in the entire field shot under 70. That's Ludvig Åberg. And most of the leaders in the top 10 basically were par or better and just held position.
Yeah, I'm looking at a lot of these scores, like a Danny Willett goes from shooting a 68 in the first round to a 75 in the second round. How different were the conditions from Thursday to Friday?
Well, they had the late start on Thursday, and they had a little more moisture on the golf course, so it was a little more forgiving. They were exposed throughout the day. I thought the winds, were not as bad early on. I was on the course for a couple hours this morning, but by the afternoon, I mean, they just got to the back nine, and typically the history of Augusta National is you get to those par fives and you just take advantage of the golf course. Well, that wasn't the case at all. We're looking at a player like Scotty Scheffler, who's number one in the world and has won two great tournaments in the last 3 or 4 months, and he struggled on those par fives. I mean, it was just that challenging. And it wasn't so much the putting or the I think they had a hard time maintaining focus. It really wore them down over the period of time.
Yeah, Scheffler goes from a 66 to 72, but to your point, there just really wasn't an opportunity for anybody to take advantage of that, because it seems like everybody was struggling at 70-plus today.
And that's, I think, is good news for a lot of players, because, usually they talk about moving day as Saturday in professional golf. Well, Friday is separation day, literally separation day, because the cut is going to finish at 6 over. But it kept so many players in the field. Tiger Woods shot even par, finished 1 over for the championship. And afterwards he said, I think I still have a chance to win. Well, the fact of the matter is, guys at 1 over looking at this leaderboard, they're going to say, I could do what those guys ahead of me are doing. I'm better than they are. I have more history than they do. The championship in recent years has belonged to first-time winners, but typically the Masters has belonged to former champions. Well, there's only one former champion really in contention, or who is believable, and that's Scheffler. We don't have former champions at the top of this leaderboard. You know, Woods at one over, Phil Mickelson at three over. Those aren't people you expect to win the Masters. So it's a really strange kind of first couple of days for the championship. But more than that, it's an opportunity for so many players, like a Max Homa, who's tied for the lead, or Bryson DeChambeau, who's changed his approach to the game, to take advantage of this circumstance and do something on the weekend. And the weekend will be calmer in terms of winds. In fact, it'll be extremely calm on Sunday. So I think we're in for a very good weekend.
Yeah, you mentioned Woods at one over, and kind of there's a lot of names in that area. Koepka's two over, Schauffele's even, Patrick Reed is even, Patrick Cantlay is two over. It seems like a lot of the kind of the brand name golfers are right there, right in the same area as Tiger Woods.
They're just off the pace. You know, I don't know if we compare this to horse racing or auto racing or whatever it might be. There's a lead group. And then there's a group using auto racing that can draft the field and launch a charge from behind, particularly because we're expecting there will be wind tomorrow, but it won't be the kind of wind we had today. And the other thing about Augusta is they know what they want. In other words, if the committee decides they want good scores tomorrow, they've already decided they're going to put the holes where players have a chance to score. If the committee wants them to have a tough day tomorrow, they'll hide those pins tomorrow. So you'll see right away, you know, in the early groups out, if people are making a move on par in the first two, three, four holes in the back groups, then when we get to the front groups, we'll have some excitement. But if they're over par early, we're in for another day like today.
You've been around this game for a really, really long time. Is it generally a trend that if you have a day like today where scores are high, the committee probably wants to make it a little bit easier the next day?
They get bigger audiences on the weekend, and they want those audiences to see the excitement, and particularly on Sunday. It's almost a guarantee on Sunday. And they really don't move the pins on Sunday from what they have done from year to year. But you can move a pin 2 feet, 3 feet on this golf course, and it changes dramatically. But, yes, I would expect tomorrow we will have rounds in the 60s. I don't know if that will come from the leaders. That's the other thing that's sort of normal in major championships. The guys in the lead are playing a little tighter, and they don't move as much as the people who are sitting back. So you mentioned a Cantlay, or you mentioned a Schauffele. Those are the kind of players I think are very dangerous tomorrow, because they can be aggressive because they don't have much to lose. The other players who are sitting up near the top got to be a little more guarded what they're doing. One of the other things that's going to happen tomorrow is those players will be up who are in those final groups, their caddies at least, will be up early looking at television, seeing how the course is playing, getting the sense of the firmness and speed of the greens, and they will bring that to their players. But it's such, in terms of major winners, it's such an experienced leaderboard that it's almost impossible to handicap other than Scheffler. And I guess you can't make the argument against Scheffler, but like I said, it's really a difficult leaderboard to handicap.
Do you like that top group? I mean, Homa, Scheffler, DeChambeau, if that's going to be the threesome that kind of leads the way for the next 2 days and battles it out, is that a good group for this tournament?
I think they're highly legitimate. The only name that people are less familiar with would be Homa, because he's won multiple times on the PGA Tour, but he's not a household name. DeChambeau is known for other things. He's known for length and amazing drives and distance and all those kinds of things. Well, this isn't who Bryson is anymore. He learned that lesson. He knows that he has to play golf, not just be a star in the game because he can hit it a long way. So Bryson is legitimate. I said Homa is legitimate. The other thing about Homa is he spent the last 2 days playing in the group with Woods. You talk about pressure. They asked him about that. They said, is this hard to play with Tiger? And he said, no. He said, you know, Tiger was amazing to watch. But he said, the other thing is, nobody cared about me being there. He said, so I sort of felt like I was an unknown, that the crowd wasn't reacting, and I wasn't feeling any pressure because they weren't reacting. So, it's the Scotty show. It comes down to that. He's the best player in the world. He's been the best player on the weekends. He was off today, particularly on the back nine. He shot 38 on the back nine. But it's strictly in his hands. The other two are legitimate, but after that, it gets a little sketchy. You know, it's such a strange leaderboard.
It is. It really, really is. Last thing for you. I hate this narrative, but I'm going to ask it to you nonetheless. Is there any reaction to the LIV guys? Is the LIV presence? I mean, is that at all a storyline right now?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. The only thing is, if we were to manufacture it, I looked it up today. You know, they have team golf on the LIV Tour, and there are two players or two groups that have two members of the same team. John Rahm, who will make the cut, I think at six over, has Tyrrell Hatton, who is on his team in the group, and Dustin Johnson and Patrick Reed. And Reed has played pretty well this week. Were the only two who had two members of their LIV team in the field. In fact, the LIV team is not playing particularly well this week. You know, last year they went into the final round with Brooks Koepka in the lead. This year they're not in that circumstance. You got to dig a little deeper to find the LIV golfers.
Some of these LIV golfers are finally starting to say this is not sustainable. Like, they're right?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I think everybody, I think the players now, the animosity is down and the desire for some kind of solution is there. It's just that nobody knows exactly how to work that solution. And it really doesn't boil down to, of course, it boils down to the finances, but it really boils down to how do you handle the guys that left in terms of getting them back? How do you reconcile with the guys that stayed loyal to the guys like John? You know, John Rahm said, well, I was hoping by taking my buyout from LIV, they would bring things closer together. I said in response to that, yeah, that and $600 million probably did persuade him a little bit. But that's the kind of thing you have to do. What do you say to Scotty Scheffler when John Rahm has $600 million and Scotty has turned down figures in that neighborhood to stay on the PGA Tour? How do you reconcile that circumstance? And there's a lot of suggestions out there, but there's not a lot of believable answers to the question. But at least this week for the majors, these guys are competitors, they're friends, and there is a word said about LIV for the days that I've been here.
He is KMOX senior golf editor Dan Reardon. You'll hear him throughout the course of the weekend with Masters updates. Dan, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Enjoyed it, Matt.
All right, that's Dan Reardon. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.